Today's excerpt is entitled, My Boyfriend's Got a Girlfriend.
When I wake up each morning, trying to find myself, and if I'm ever the least unsure, I always remind myself, though you're someone in this world that I'll always choose to love, from now on you're only someone that I used to love. As for me, it's getting down to the last unspoken part, when you must begin to ease the pain of a broken heart. Tell me, why should I even care if I have to lose your love? From now on, you're only someone that I used to love.
Today, I saw her with my boyfriend walking down the street hand in hand. I couldn't help but see them because her radiant smile almost blinded me, even though we were in a crowd. I saw the way she gazed at him, and just as he was about to become totally immersed in her essence, he noticed me standing there and in a panic, quickly looked away, seeking refuge in her smile. For a moment, I was shocked and my body literally went numb and couldn't move until the evening sunset lit upon his chiseled body, glistening his ebony brown skin. And even though she was standing there with him, I found myself awestruck again, though heartbroken, and amazed at how breathtaking he really is. I can see why I loved him, why she loves him, I thought. And I remembered how good his lips taste, even though now he's kissing hers. The reality that he is no longer mine forces me into my future and drags me beyond the limits of jealousy and pain, though I'm reluctant to go. But I must, because I realize that we are over now.
First of all, you should know that I'm over you. It's okay. But then again, I never thought I would make it to this day. After everything that we've been through, I finally know the truth. What goes around around, and we'll come back to you. And how you treat your brother man will pay you back in full. And for every seed you will sow, I just thought that you should know.
Months have gone by now, and my best friend came and told me that they ran away and eloped, overcome by marital bliss, leaving me alone with nothing but endless nights of tossing and turning in a bed of shattered dreams. Daily, feelings taunt me because years have gone by now, and still my heart has not recovered from the pain of losing him. Countless times I prayed, wondering just how long does it take for a broken heart to heal. Seems the harder I tried to divorce myself from the memories, the more defiant they became. Then, one rainy night while alone in my bed, the doorbell rings. After their second child is born and his masculine insecurities have finally dissipated. And I think to myself, who could be ringing my doorbell at 2 a.m. in the morning? I open the door, and there he is. "What are you doing here?" I ask, stunned, as he's standing there drenched from the rain.
"I just need to talk. I just need someone to hold me. I just need someone who understands me. Someone who will rescue me, because I'm trapped and I don't know how to get out."
"What are you trapped by?"
"I'm trapped by what they might have thought yesterday, what they might have said, how they might have perceived me if I stayed with you, how they might have looked at me. And every time my wife kisses me, instead of filling her lips, I'm haunted by the memory of yours, craving your touch. I even missed your scent and the look of passion and ecstasy on your face when we make love. And your cute little sexy smile that always made me laugh."
As he grins, melting me like butter.
"Baby, may I please come in?"
he asks with yesterday's alluring smile. Still in shock, I stand there, wanting to rescue him, recalling all the nights he slept in my arms and how good that felt. And even though it's been years since the first time that we made love, it seemed like yesterday. And I find myself fantasizing about how good it would feel to unbutton his shirt one more time and run my long fingers down his amazing torso, past his belt buckle, until my hands are inside his sagging blue jeans, touching that part of him that used to take me to heaven each night. It's a temptation that I almost succumbed to because of the many months I have slept alone with a broken heart in a cold, empty bed. But when I reflect upon the immense pain that his leaving has caused me, I find myself slowly closing the door in his face as I say to him, "Another will have to free you."
I'm gonna miss you.